Continuing our candidate interviews for Warren County Board of Supervisors, going for District 1 in the Democratic Party nomination, introduce yourself and tell us how you arrived at the point where you wanted to run for Warren County Board of Supervisors.
All right, very good. My name is Mark Matledge. I live at St. Mary's and have been in St. Mary's most of my adult life and my childhood life. I graduated from Martinsdale St. Mary's, graduate in 1975, went to Iowa State University, graduated in 1979. And so I've been fortunate enough that probably about 95% of my life I've been able to live in Warren County, which has afforded me an availability of the people, been in several activities, 4-H, extension, coaching, the whole gamut. And so I retired a year ago after 43 years of banking. And I've always enjoyed politics, but I was always in occupations that really couldn't afford me to be very political. And so when I retired, I started going to more of the Democrat meetings. And when they showed that the people had elected to go to 5 supervisors from the present 3, I was approached to consider running. And with the background that I have that we can visit about more later, that I thought it was a good opportunity for me.
Well, talk about those. What qualities do you think you have if elected? I know no challenger in the primary opponent, but still got to get people to vote for you that you would bring to the supervisors.
So being an ag and commercial lender, my first 17 years were with the Farmers Home Administration, a division of the United States Department of Agriculture. We were a lender of last resort, and I was the lender throughout the farm crisis. People came to me when they had a problem. They, in most cases, they were turned down by their current lender, so they came to the government program. So I was solving people's problems all the time. Okay, and so then after 17 years, I went into I worked at City State Bank, which is based out of Norwalk. I managed the New Virginia branch. I was there for 13 years. Then I had a chance to go to People's Bank here in Indianola, again, as an ag and commercial lender. Ag and commercial lenders have a unique rapport with the public. People come to you when they have a dream, they have an idea, they don't have the money to do it all by themselves. And so we help facilitate that dream. And so I've seen all different sorts of businesses, and I've really enjoyed that job of making people's dreams come true. But then also you become an advisor for these people as well through their ups and downs of their life. So really, Andrew, I've been a problem solver for over 40 years. And I no doubt have been throughout more communities in this county and traveled the roads of this county, again, because of my job and everything, than probably any other candidate may have ever been before. So that ability to look at problems as they come, research the problem, look at budgets, because again, being a lender, I've looked at budgets my whole life, from just young couples wanting to farm all the way up to million-dollar companies. And those budgets have to work. Okay, there's no, when a family or a business, you know, they can't tax somebody else to make the budget work. They have to find ways or work with their lender to come up with ideas to make those budgets work. And throughout the years, just all the people I've known in this county, I'm very accessible. A lot of people, I have a lot of name recognition. So I think that I will be able to add quite a bit to that position.
What would you want to continue that the board does well? I know you follow the Warren County supervisors, and then as the board expands from 3 to 5, how would you want to implement a new focus from your perspective if elected in the general election?
That's an interesting question. Because quite honestly, I think that the present board, just in the last few years that I have been focused on it more, I think there doesn't just need to be a shift. I don't know that I can really say a lot of things that have been positive. In looking at the budgets the last few years, we are fortunate. We're a county. We have a lot of growth. All right. We're not like a Ringgold County or Decatur County where maybe the whole population is 3,500 people. We're at 51, 52,000 people. So we have income, but yet we keep having budgets that run in the deficit. And then the deficits are balanced by increased property taxes. Now, keeping in mind, one culprit of that has been the state legislature. With the reduction in tax bills that they have done, that then creates less money that gets to come back to the county. And not a lot of people realize that they applaud the state legislature whenever they reduce maybe your state taxes by $300, but then the Board of Supervisors may have to increase your real estate taxes by $500 to make up the difference. So I think that they want to do a good job. I know one problem with the board, and the fact was just having three people. I've always heard it said that if two of them even met somewhere and wanted to talk something over something, that was a quorum. And so I think that hamstrung them a little bit too. So I don't know so much about what I want to continue. You know, of course, you know, open meetings. We want to be able to have, whether it's Facebook page or if elected, you know, maybe weekly meet with like the media, like these venues, and tell people what's going on, and so that people are a little more knowledgeable of what's going on in their county.
Finally, how can people learn more about you or your campaign, or just get a chance to talk to you to have some questions about your ideas?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, Mark Matledge for Supervisor. I am going to be going to a lot of events. We are going to have a booth at the Warren County Fair. It's going to be pretty much just, it's going to be a little separate from the rest of the Democrats. We are still in the Democrat, but we're looking to have that the county supervisor candidates for the new candidates that we have at this booth. And so that'll be able, that's of course the last week of July for the Warren County Fair. And that's going to be able to afford people a lot of opportunity to come talk to us, see us, just keep going to events and just keep putting the word out. Again, I put ads out in the newspapers. And so, and it's going to be after the primary, a lot of door knocking, okay? Because my district it goes from New Virginia up to Cumming, and then Norwalk, Highway 28 and west, except for Lakewood. So from Martinsdale south, a lot of people know me, but the votes are in Norwalk. So I have to do a lot of door knocking, meeting as many people as I can in between the next 5 months to try to get my message across.